Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around. We are about to listen to the Scarface Tubby Show. Yay! How exciting! Listener discretion is advised.
Happy Nas Day, everybody. Live from the war room, you know what it is. You know what it is.
Scarface Tubby.
Escobar season has returned.
It's another one of them solo dolo joints.
It's been a long time.
Booster was supposed to come over here, but he flaked out on me, bitch ass motherfucker. It's okay. It's okay. Nas is about to drop Magic 2.
There's no turning back.
In about fucking 55 minutes.
This is what makes me.
Let's do another Nas album, goddamn it. Let's go. Let's go. You know what it is, motherfucker. Scarface Tubby Show. What is this, episode 126? I think this is 126. Live from the war room with your motherfucker boy. I already said that. Let's go this one. I just realized something. We've only done one Nas album so far. 125 episodes. Shit, I forgot about this one. Fuck.
He's just nice. He just sliced like a kintsu. Look at the life that I've been through. I'm the last real nigga alive. That's official.
Let me light this goddamn
Lord and mercy, Jesus Christ. He's just nice. He just sliced like a kintsu. Look at the life that I've been through. I'm the last real nigga alive. That's official. Y'all know about.
Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, we've only done one motherfucking Nas episode on this goddamn show, man. That's crazy. I didn't realize that until today. I'm gonna tell you how the whole thing started. The last fucking, the one and only Nas episode that we've ever done is episode 20, Illmatic. Johnny Kohler was the guest, September 13th, 2020. That was a good episode. Johnny Kohler got blacked out, wasted, and fucking fell and damn near broke his neck in the fucking end of the episode. Episode 20, we did Illmatic, but we have not done a Nas project since then. And I'm fucking shocked because, he's got a shitload of classics. But yeah. He's got a new album dropping today, Magic 2. I'm extremely excited. All of us old head fans are super excited. So I figured, fuck it. Let's do a goddamn Nas album. We are going to do... I forgot Blaze of 50 cuts in super fast like that. We're going to do It Was Written. We're going to do It Was Written, the sophomore album by Nas. A lot of people, I would say a lot of people think this album is just as good, if not better, than Illmatic. I may be one of those people. But because we haven't done any fucking Nas albums in goddamn 3 years, we're going to play a couple Nas tracks before we get into It Was Written. This record right here is called Blaze of 50. I'm going to light this doobie, play some music. Scarface Tubby Show, we back. We back in the war room. Solo dolo joint. Hell yeah.
Terrell said our man's a fullback for the Raiders. A drunk who fuck cheerleaders will wind up in the papers. It's easy to get the pussy, just don't fall in love. Next thing you know, I'm hugged up with this bitch in the tub. Palm Springs, Al Capone suite, washing her feet. Is this love? Somebody's wife's fucking the thug. Hitting it raw, tasting it, wilding out of my character, taping it. Tyra Banks facing face lips, giving heads like she knew me for years. Pillow talk, she let out tears. Told me about her husband's affairs. Millions she would get if his neck got slick. She rolled the equality, then passed the lot. Me. Told me about a man's life insurance policy. He stays on the golf court, wears LeCocq Sport evenings. He drank his wine on his private resort. You can take him there, here go the keys. You can slip in the rear, chop the nigga up. Yo,
meet me somewhere.
So we can make more money than you can never see rapping. Split the cash.
One of the best storytellers in rap.
Adapting. P11s, ACP shells for blasting. Caught him with his Spanish maid. He had a lighter with a can of spray. Burning her leg, she tied to the bed.
Sex, S&M, sadomasochistic, sadistic. Blew him from behind, blew him out of existence. Hey.
Cry no, she lucky she was blindfold. Naked with mad burn marks all on her thighs, yo. 12.5 million. He kept his funds in the Lloyds of London. Goes to his wife and his children. Yo, I thought, what if shorty gets scared? Electric chairs, all our vision. Or she'll probably get his
psychiatric supervision.
I switched the plan. The maid flies to Switzerland. Fake ID. Forged his wife's name. Catch the next flight the same night. Headed to Spain. Nice game. Now we back to where we meet again. Blaze of 50s,
sit back in the drop top, absorb Bentley. Of course, Whitney. This chick will make Bobby divorce Whitney. Top 10.
Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh, I almost died just now. Oh, fuck. Hold on, let me play this music while it gets my...
Down, night air, lower hair, sky black.
Oh, shit. God damn. Woo! I fucking rolled up a big old doobie. My brother Benji came over and gave me some fucking fire. So I'm smoking a little bit more than I typically do. I just blew my brains out on that last one. Goddamn, this has made you look right here. This is a banger.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step
with. We'll get to the album after this one. I want to listen to this one real quick.
But I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's
holy shit.
Grey goose and a whole lot of hydro. Only describe us as soldiers, survivors.
Scarface, W.O.A.
A girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt. But don't say my car's topless.
Say the titties is out.
Newness is the anthem. Put your hand up that you shoot with. Count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib. Same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I've been that. You know I click clack. Where you and your men's at? Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bring an 88 back. They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave
to a
page.
It was real. Hold on, hold on. Fuck. Fuck. God damn it, I fucked that up. It was written as the second studio album by American rapper Nas. God damn, that pisses me off. It was released on July 2nd, 1996 by Columbia Records. After the modest commercial success of his debut album, Illmatic, kind of turned out to be a big deal, Nas pursued a more polished mainstream sound for this project. It was written. Produced largely by Trackmasters, Tone and Poke. I think you've heard me talk about them on a previous episode recently. Production duo, did a lot of bangers, did a lot of shit with R. Kelly, a bunch of New York rappers, R&B shit and rap shit. This album was produced largely by Trackmasters. It departed from the debut's raw underground aesthetic and embraced mafioso and gangsta themes. Very true. This album is definitely more on some... During this era... Between like 95, 96, 97, every rapper in New York thought they were a fucking mafia member. The recording also marked the first appearance of Nas's short-lived supergroup, The Firm, which also features rappers Foxy Brown, AZ, and Cormega. I almost did The Firm album. I almost did The Firm album today. So earlier today, I thought today I was going to do an episode with Booster Gold and my boy Peanut, and then shit changed, and I realized I was going to do a solo Dolo episode, and I was like, fuck it, Nas is dropping tonight. We might as well do a goddamn Nas album. And then I was thinking, like, how many Nas albums have we done? And then I realized, like, oh shit, I've only done one Nas album in fucking 125 episodes? That's not right. That doesn't sit right with me. And to be completely honest, I've got plans, or I've had plans, to go back to Bury in Washington to go see my boy Chris99709. We did a few episodes from Washington at his house. The Griselda one, the Alchemist one, I forgot there was another one we did. Anywho's. Chris99709, myself, Booster Gold, we're all real big Nas fans. I was thinking go down maybe to Burien sometime this year. And I thought maybe do a 3-part series. Do like Nas, Stillmatic, Godson, Lost Tapes. 3 episodes, 3 days. Go down there with my boy, do 3 episodes. So I think with that always in the back of my mind, I haven't done any Nas projects. Basically, that's my reason why I've only done one Nas album in 125 episodes. And here I am, high as shit, rambling again. The album was a commercial success, selling 270,000 copies in the first week, and debuted at number 1 in the Billboard 200. Fuck, we don't give a fuck about the Billboard shit. It received mostly positive reviews. Sold 3 million copies, certified triple platinum. And to this day, I did not know this, but until this day, it was written, still remains, Nas's best-selling album. It was recorded between 94 and 96. Like I said, it was released on July 2nd, 1996. For you super nerds that want to know, some of the studios where the album was recorded at was D&D Factory, the Hit Factory, or excuse me, D&D Studios, the Hit Factory, Chung King, a legendary studio, Dr. Dre's house, and Westlake Studios in Los Angeles. Those are all very revered, respected old studios from back in the day. Running length on this project, 58 minutes, 29 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, Nas is dropping in 45 minutes. I'm going to sit here and ramble with you guys for 45 minutes, talk about Nas, talk about my life, talk about everything, you know, whatever comes to this fucking, this beautiful mind of mine. And then we're going to listen to this goddamn It Was Written, if I can fucking find it. Now I got to pull it back up. God damn it. Fuck me.
What's up, everybody? This is Irish Dave, and you're listening to the Scarface Tubby Show.
This is the album intro. Let me go down to the credits here so I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Produced by the Trackmasters and Nas. This is just an intro. Let's just go to this next record. This is the first real song, and this is a fucking banger. This is one of my favorite Nas songs of all time. This is The Message. I'm high as shit. No love, you get the slug. CB4, produced by Trackmasters. Oh, this is gonna be a great episode. I'm high as shit. I haven't heard this album in a minute. Little fun fact. I actually do believe that early on. So there's a couple episodes in the vault that are just me and my boys in a belligerent state, right? There's a fucking Rough Riders Volume 1 episode with me, Booster, and Ben, super drunk, just hammered. And there's a very rushed, I think what happened one night, me, Booster, and Ben got drunk. We didn't have any episodes in mind, so we just like winged it and did a couple fucking recordings. One of them was the Rough Rider album. I think we tried to do this album, It Was Written. I think we like whizzed through it, and I don't even think we completed it because we were so hammered. But yeah, I'm excited to do this fucking album. 96 ways I made out. Montana way, the good F-E-L-L-A. Verbal AK spray, dip the tattoo, jump out the range, empty out. Shout out to all my listeners. Hella cities, hella countries. I've been throwing numbers out there a lot, so I'ma shut up. Y'all know what it is. You know what time it is. You know what time it is over here, baby. Scarface, tell me show shit, bitch. Shout out to my man Chris 99709. He always tells me he doesn't listen to my dumbass show, but now I know he does because he's always got some dumb shit to say about certain guests. My man Chris 99709 said Young Triton, Helen's brother, had the worst top five of all time on the Scarface TV show, and he might be right. Shout out to my boy Triton. Bucking broad daylight with the broke Mac, it won't spray right. Don't give a fuck who they hit as long as the drama's lit. Yo, overnight thugs bug cause they ain't promise shit. Hungry ass hooligans stay on that piranha shit. On this episode, I would like to talk about Nas's career a little bit. I think Nas's career is kind of interesting because I feel like he had three chapters. It's interesting, he's got a song called Second Childhood where he talks about basically getting like another shot at life, or like individuals like that won't grow up, they're living their second childhood, and it's like he got his second childhood. So let me pull up this fucking catalog here. Nas came out, did fucking, dropped Illmatic, which we all know is like fucking classic, right? That was in 94. So he puts out Illmatic in 94 and is just looked at as like the second Rakim and is just like damn near automatically GOAT status. He puts out this project, It Was Written in 96. Like it was like the Wikipedia was saying earlier, his biggest selling commercial album to this date. Fucking super popular. He puts out I Am. I Am was dope. He puts out Nostradamus shortly after. This is 99. He puts out two projects. He puts out I Am. He puts out Nostradamus. Nostradamus was a little bit of a dud. Didn't really have a lot on there. And then this is around the time where Jay-Z pretty much just took over and became the fucking man. From 99 to 2001, Nas was kind of like damn near like almost written off to a lot of us. I'm a big Nas fan. But if there was ever a part where he was like not as relevant, not as prominent, it was around that time of Nostradamus 99. Jay-Z calls Nas out. Nas puts out Stillmatic, which is a classic. Now Nas is like his second wave, right? So Nas is came in the game as like this young fucking second coming of everybody. Kind of slowly like fizzles out, makes a couple of little musical choices. Nostradamus ain't that really that good. Jay-Z fucking taunts him, calls him out. Fucking he drops Stillmatic, Five Mics in the Source. Then he puts out Godson the following year. Banger album. I consider that a classic. He puts out Streets Disciple, which was a doubled project, which we know what happens with those, but it was a good project. Puts out Hip Hop Is Dead. Kind of fizzles out a little bit. Does Life Is Good. It's cool, but doesn't get a lot of attention. Does the shit with fucking Kanye. Right, that shit, that fucking project with Kanye, just fucking, probably in my opinion, creatively, you know, should have been one of Nas's best albums, but it was one of his worst. And then he got with Hit-Boy and went on this King's Disease run that we'll fucking talk about here later on this episode. But those are the three waves of Nas. It's very crazy. The fact that he's 50 years old, he's dropping his fifth project in 3 years in the next 40 minutes. Everybody's excited about it. Dude's like a multi-bajillionaire, I think, at this point. We're going to talk about some of his business ventures. The fucking guy that came in this game that we looked at like he was going to be like the second coming of fucking Black Jesus, basically, in the rap world. And it's crazy where he's at now. Very interesting stuff. When you're a fucking 42-year-old guy like me and you're like a rap nerd, you've been a rap nerd since high school, it's just interesting to see how everything fell into place and where these guys are at now. Really cool shit. I think people refer to it as black excellence. What a nigga gotta do to make a half a million without the FBI catching feelings. Street Dreams. This record right here is called Street Dreams. It's a banger. There's even a remix with R. Kelly. That's fucking amazing. I feel weird listening to it these days. Everybody's looking for something. From fat cat to pappy. Niggas see the cat, 25 to flat, puts 1,000 feet back. Holding cats wasn't making me fat. Snitches on my back, living with moms, getting it on, flushing crack down the toilet. Flushing crack down the toilet, bitch! Damn. Hey man, I was gonna tell y'all something, man. Tubby Blog is back. I used to do a Tubby Blog thing for hella years. I stopped for a couple years to focus on the podcast, focus on other shit. Well, it's back up. Tublife.com. Go check out the blog. I'm updated every day. I've even got a blog post on there where I list my favorite songs that are stories. Favorite rap songs that are stories. This is one of them. This is I Gave You Power. I seen some cold nights and bloody days. They grab me in bullet spray. They use me wrong, so I sing this song to this day. My body is cold steel for real. I was made to kill. That's why they keep me concealed. Under car seats, they sneak me in clubs. For you dummies that haven't figured it out yet, he is rapping from the perspective of a gun. This motherfucker put this shit out in what year did he put? 96. This motherfucking Nas is a genius. Some of my young homies have been on the show. They say fucking Nas. They don't understand why Nas fucking looked at the way he is. I've even had a couple guys on here, Rob Lucci, that said fucking Nas was trash. 1996, this motherfucker put out a song called I Gave You Power, talking from the perspective of a gun. Genius. Been in the hands of mad thugs. They feed me when they load me with mad slugs. 17 precisely, one in my head. They call me Desert Eagle. Send me auto with lead. I'm 7 inches, 4 pounds. Been through so many towns. Ohio to Little Rock to Canarsie. Living harshly, beat up and battered. They pull me out, I watch as niggas scattered. Making me kill, but what I feel, it never mattered. When I'm empty, I'm quiet. Finding myself fiending to be fired. A broken safety, niggas place me in shelves. Under bed, so I beg for my next owner to be a thoroughbred, keeping me full up with hollow heads. How you like me now? I go plow. It's this shit that moves crowds, making every ghetto foul. I might have took your first child, scarred your life, crippled your style. I gave you power, I made you buck wow. Woo. How you like me now? Motherfuckers nasty with it, boy. Nasty with it, boy. Happy nasty Nas Day, y'all. Scarface, Debbie Show, what's your boy? Always I'm in some shit. My abdomen is the clip. The barrel's my dick. Uncircumcised, pull my skin back and cock me. I bust off when they unlock me. So what happens to Nick? Hey man, I'm gonna go down this motherfucker's goddamn discography. We're gonna rank these albums. I'm looking at his discography. Our boy, the fucking legend, one of the goats. He's got a lengthy catalog of fucking bangers, dude. He's got Illmatic, 94, 5 mics. It Was Written, this album, 96, 5. The mics that I'm giving are mine, not what the source gave him. This is what I'm giving him, goddammit. Illmatic, 94, 5 mics. It Was Written, 96, 5 mics. I Am, 99, 4 mics. Nostradamus, 99, is probably one of his least best projects. I'll give it 3.5 mics. 3.5 mics. Stillmatic, 2001, 5 mics. Godson, 2002, 5 mics. Streets Disciple, 2004, his double project. I'll give it 3.5 mics. A lot of good songs, but too many songs. Double albums never work out like that. Hip Hop Is Dead, 2006. Some people have mixed feelings about that album. I think it's really good. I give it 4 mics. He's got The Untitled Project, 2008, 3.5 mics. Life Is Good, 2012. The Untitled Project, some of y'all might be wondering, what do you mean by Untitled Project? It was the album that he wanted to call the N-word, but they fucking changed it or whatever, and then they just called it Untitled, 2008. I'm thinking back to that album, I'll give it 4 mics. Life Is Good, 2012, 3.5, 4 mics. Nasir, the joint with fucking Kanye, did the production, 3 mics. Okay, so let's talk about this new run that he's been in the last 3 years. In the last 3 years, Nas has put out 5 projects. King's Disease 1, 2020. King's Disease 2, 2021. Then he put out Magic that same year. Then he put out King's Disease 3 in 2022. And he's putting out Magic 2 tonight. All 5 of those projects produced by Hit-Boy. In my opinion, all of those albums, 4.5 mics. Magic, the 2021 project, I'm saying that might be his best album. And then his best project, in my opinion, is Lost Tapes, which is a collection of songs that he recorded that was never released. To me, that is my single-handed, that's my favorite Nas project. And we'll definitely be doing that sooner or later. This record right here is called Watch Them N-Bombs. I can't say it. Watch Them, D-E-M, N-Bombs. Live from the War Room, Anchorage, Alaska.
Scarface Tubby.
Episode, I believe it's 126. I'm gonna try to put this shit out tonight or tomorrow. Scarface Tubby Show.
They never realize how real Nas is so decisive. It's just the likeness of Israelites miss that made me write this. A slight twist of lime rhyme. Be chasing down your.
This is also produced by Trackmasters. I would also like to note that the last song, I Gave You Power, the song about the gun, produced by DJ Premier. Fucking legend. God damn it. Fucking whippersnapper. Some of y'all don't even know what the fuck's going on.
There ain't no drama that my niggas never handle for me. My gator brand is Maury Walker. Do I plan before me where
I hear 50 Cent is on the new album coming out tonight. I'm excited. I also read on Hip Hop DX that Gunplay from MMG threatened to shoot up a fucking club at his own birthday party because the DJ was playing fucking 50 Cent shit, dude. God bless Gunplay. Some of y'all don't know who Gunplay is. Look into him. Fucking national treasure, that guy.
Make sure they do what they supposed to do, cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the way. Watch them.
That's Foxy Brown right there.
And make sure they do what they supposed to do, cause you know they be thinking about smoking you. Never personal, nowadays it's the way.
Nowadays it's just the ways, man. Ooh, this is my shit, son. This is my shit, son. This is Taking Blood, produced by Live Squad. Top General Sounds. Probably in my top 10 favorite Nas records. Y'all let this shit rock.
I never brag, how real I keep it, cause it's the best secret. I rock a vest, prestigious, Cuban link, flooded Jesus. Intellects watching Kathy Lee and Regis. My actions
Kathy
are
Lee
one
and
with
Regis, y'all motherfuckers don't know.
Executioner, winter time I rock a fuck, mega popular, center of attraction, climaxing. My bitches, they be laughing. They hop from snipping coke, call for 20 sit, Andrew Jackson. City lights spark a New York night.
Make sure y'all go check out Tubby Blog, man. Every day I'm gonna be posting some shit on there. Music, links, fucking some story, rant. Jokes, whatever. I got my friends contributing. Shout out to my boy Ray Vaughn. Shout out to Cody Lister, Crew Conversations. My boy fucking Rodney's got some shit for y'all.
Blanking out, never miscount the shells. My gun hole, I don't stunt. I regulate, Henny and Sprite, I separate. Watching crab niggas marinate. I'm all about
watching crab and bombs marinate, motherfuckers. I got a mean pasta salad in the fridge. I'm about to rip that shit open after this, yo.
Like blood money in a pimp's cum.
I made it like that. I bought it like that. I'm living like that.
black MCs.
I made it like that, I bought it like that, I'm living like that. You whack MCs.
Currency is made and trusted a messiah. I'm spinning it to get higher. Earth, wind, and fire, singing reasons why I'm.
Man, did you guys see that video of Adam 22's girl getting fucking blown out by the dude from Black Raw? Hey, man, I didn't know it was homeboy from Black Raw, dog. I knew that she was putting out a video. I didn't know it was dude from Black Raw. I swear to God, I seen all his shit, dog. I seen all his work on Black Raw, bro.
Home on the furlough, axe around. Who's laid up, sharp and straight up? Mafioso, getting niggas wake sprayed up.
Speaking of whore ass fucking wives, man, y'all, did y'all know Nas used to be married to Khalees? Remember Khalees? My milkshake brings out the boys in the yard and there. Yeah, that was his fucking, that's his baby mom's, man. That bitch is crazy, dog. She's dating Bill Murray now, bro. Gross. No disrespect to Bill Murray, dog. Lost in Translation, one of my favorite movies of all time. You can't go from fucking Nas to goddamn Bill Murray. Gold digging ass bitch. That milkshake record was a vibe, though, dog. I fucked with that heavy when it came out. MCs, my boy Tim Dog, God bless the dead, would always call motherfuckers whack MCs. Them whack MCs. God bless my brother Tim Dog, rest in peace. Oh man, that's my shit, son. Okay, this is monumental right here. Dr. Dre, Nas, listen to this shit.
Up in here hitting some of this chronic, nigga.
Yeah, and this chocolate over here. Mix this shit up.
Nigga, hit some of this shit, nigga.
Yeah, get that.
Terrible acting, terrible acting.
I'm tired of these niggas, niggas stealing beats. Niggas is stealing your whole techniques and shit. Niggas want to take everything from a nigga, man.
Yeah, yeah, no, Nas, it's just like this, man. Niggas can't do it like I do it, though, you know what I'm saying? It's like niggas can't do what you do.
Right.
You know, can't nobody fuck with this, you know? All these niggas out here just talking this East Coast, West Coast bullshit. Niggas need
this was
to
in the height
shit
of the East Coast, West Coast beef.
You know, fuck it.
What is it going?
Let's get together.
Right.
Make some
that's what I'm saying.
Music.
That's what I'm saying.
Get paid, get mine. Just right. Let that be that. All these niggas on all this bullshit. Let them sit back and watch what happens.
I hate it when the rappers make the sound effect like they're hitting the blunt or whatever. You know, they're not even, they don't even got nothing in their hand, man. They don't even sound real, dog. Fucking really smoke a blunt. You know Dr. Dre wasn't smoking no goddamn blunts in there. Fucking Dr. Dre don't be smoking like that. Motherfuckers. As the pyramids stand on the top of the sand. That's the Dr. Dre joint. Let's go to this record, though. This is Affirmative Action featuring AZ, Cormega, Foxy Brown Firm. I actually took this beat and rapped on one of my old mixtapes back in the day. Yeah, some of y'all don't even know. I used to be a rapper. Put out all types of work. I got fucking projects, motherfuckers.
What they want, huh?
I jacked this beat and fucking made a song on it. It was fucking dope as shit. This is Affirmative Action. Firm biz, man. One day I'm gonna fucking play the Firm album with y'all. Probably me and Booster Gold are gonna get drunk to that one. This motherfucker Nas got a new Hennessy sponsorship. He got his own new Henny coming out. Booster wants to get it. Get drunk off of it. Which would be ironic because the night would just end with us fucking watching Metallica videos. Fucking gross. I'm glad he's not here, actually. You know what? I'm glad I'm here by myself. Fuck them motherfuckers, man.
Who over late? We play for high stakes at gunpoint. Catch him and break. Undress him down with tape. No escape.
This is AZ right here. Nas's man. AZ also has a respectable quality of work. Quantity of work. One day we'll probably do some AZ shit. That's only right. This is another guy that I'm a big fan of, Cormega. I've actually got a fucking one of his songs, one of his rap songs. I got the title tattooed on my hand. One of my favorite rappers out of New York. Still consistent to this day.
Yo, my people from Medina, they will see you when you re-up, bring your heater or your queen go between us. Real shit, my Desert Eagle got an ill grip.
My Desert Eagle got an ill grip.
Dominicans, bronze, steel bricks. My red beam made a dread scream and sprayed a fed team. Corleone be turning niggas to fiends. Yukons and Ninja Black Lexus. Mega the pretty boy with mafia connections. It's the Firm, nigga said it.
Yo,
Yo, my mind is seeing through your design like blind fury. I shine Jerry sipping on crushed grapes. We lust papes.
What a lot of people don't know is Nas is a very successful businessman. Nas was one of the original investors in Ring, the security shit that's in fucking everybody's houses. He got like a $40 million payout from Amazon when they bought that shit. He bought Mass Appeal magazine, turned into a record label. He's got Mass Appeal. He's artists that are signed to his label, Dave East, Run the Jewels. There's a couple other people I can't think of right now, but he's doing very well. And apparently, he's invested in like several different type of like tech companies. And I believe he's also a major investor in like Lyft as well. That boy smart. That boy really smart. This is Foxy Brown right here.
Foxy Brown, Cormega and Escobar. I keep a fat Marquise piece. Laced in all the illest snakeskin. Armani sweaters, Carolina Herrera.
She got such a sexy ass fucking voice, dog. This is called The Setup, featuring Havoc from Mobb Deep. Real gully street shit. Gutter fucking NY shit.
Check the shit.
If you're into that fucking gully, fucking New York rap shit, that underground hardcore rap shit, go to Tubby Blog. My boy Cody Liska's got his playlist up there. He got fucking like 100 bangers on that bitch.
Sun got wet, I'm vexed really. They snatched off his Rolex, smacked his bitch silly.
Gotta put a razor blade in my mouth under my tongue. Y'all kids don't know shit.
Should have been dealt with it. Them niggas sour. They put too much flour in their coke. It got the nerve to wonder why they broke.
While we shout out to all my motherfuckers listening across the world that's got more than two pairs of Timberlands in the garage. They're old as shit, but they just use them for fucking yard work. Salute to you, motherfuckers.
Meet me in the bridge, I'm about to go loca. Left my rat begging me to stay a stroker. He came through with two fly bitches, Venus and Vicious with two Macs inside the Volvo. What up, guard?
I really wish there was a goddamn sex scene in Belly with Nas and T-Boz from fucking TLC. Remember in Belly the movie, Nas was married to T-Boz? DMX had a good sex scene. I was trying to see Nas and fucking T-Boz get it on, dog. I was waiting for that. Man, I was bummed out. Their little love scene was fucking butt cheeks, dude. I jacked my little 17-year-old dick to that goddamn DMX belly sex scene many a times. Oh shit, I was Dave. I don't even think Mama Bear know what I was talking about. I forgot.
Reload the skill, handle the wheel, point him out, feel the chill. I laid back, Escobar status, knowing the firm got a corner. We on it, shit we was born with.
Spark the lie.
Spark the lie. Remember, motherfuckers, you say spark the lie. This is fucking, that was like old slang. Fucking smoke some weed, dog. Smoke the lie. It went from lie to za. Now the kids call it za. Isn't it? Or is it za? Yeah. Went from lie to smoking lie to smoking za. I was here for all of it. Your boy fucking never died, dog. I'm be here forever, son. I'll be here forever. Fucking high as balls. This record right here is called Black Girl Lost. Produced by Trackmasters.
Hello? What's up, girl? Ain't nothing. This nigga ain't here.
Alright, let's go to this next record. This record right here is called Suspect. I ain't got time for that shit, dude. Fucking 42 years old, man. I got time for fake ass skits. Give me the music, goddammit.
What's up, man? See them niggas right there?
If you a fucking unsigned Alaska local rapper or regional rapper, man, don't do skits, dude. I've done many. Fucking them. I wish I never did. Fuck. This record right here is called Suspect. Produced by LES, legendary producer out of New York. We're almost to the end of this shit, y'all. I got a couple more randoms I want to play. It's 7:38 p.m. Alaska Standard Time at the moment of this recording. The fucking new Nas joint drops in 20 minutes. We're gonna wrap this shit up. We're gonna keep it fucking nice and tight, though. Nice and tight like a toyga.
Just before I hit the scene, for real, I'm more high as late. I'm looking down at the fella. Shit's pushed in.
For those of you that want to know a little bit more about Nas, his real name is Nasir Benaludara Jones. In a rap, one of his rap records, he goes, Nasir Benaludara, peace to Allah. Fistful of dollars in a dice game, God. That's one of my favorite bars. Yeah, Nasir Benaludara Jones. September 14th, 1973. He's 49 years old. He was born in New York City. Was married to Khalees from 2005 2010. They got two kids together. His father is Oludara. Oludara? D-A-R-A? Oludara? Oludara? And then he's got a brother named Jungle, who's also part of Bravehearts. Was a goon back in the day, highly respected in the goddamn Queensbridge streets.
Dear God, I want the riches. Money hungry bitches infested, giving the jealous niggas sickness to witness my crew dresses.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got for fucking my little Nas facts. He had a chipped tooth for a long time. I remember that. He had a chipped tooth. Refused to get it fixed. Spoiler alert, he eventually got some money and he did. Alright, this next record right here is called Shootouts.
Yo, release was semi. Besides the Henny,
it's produced by Trackmaster.
Hey,
check this out, y'all. September 2nd, me, Sean Hemp, Johnny Kohler, Grandpa G from Brother Buffalo, my brother Benji, and I think Booster Gold, we are going to Las Vegas, and we're going to go fucking record some podcasts, record some music, and we're going to be at the Circa on September 2nd. We've got one of the cabanas there. It's going to be lit, so if you just happen to be in Las Vegas around that time, holla at your boy. We just reserved the goddamn spot at the Circa today. Shout out to my man Johnny Cola.
Short, slim with a tan, they say he laced a cheaper. She do be looking weaker now, her teeth are foul. Speaking loud, people style, in and out of every reefer cloud. Fat ass dissolving, like cotton candy in a mouth that's starving. Rocking same gear daily, like a soldier in my squadron. I heard she let Jake investigate from a window, cause she's a...
Some of y'all younger fucking listeners, I implore you, take the time. I know this show, I do a lot of rambling, I cut the songs off and shit. I implore you, if you're into this rap shit, if you're into the penmanship, the wordsmith, the lyricism, and you're not familiar with Nas's work, go take some time to go listen to it. Go listen to his fucking catalog. Educate yourself. Yeah, I'm pretty much talking to Rob Lucci.
Bitch is saved now. She's living in a snitch grave now. Shootouts are similar to Wild West. Broad daylight, face to face without a vest. You know the episodes, thugs, camouflage, and spectacles. Please guard to save the lives that the devil sold. See, it was written but was never told. Keep the Jews, black man, it's even better than gold. Niggas
This record right here is called Live N-Bomb Rap. I can't say it. Featuring Mobb Deep, produced by Havoc, one of the best producers in this New York City shit. And this East Coast rap shit, fucking high shit, stuttering, goddammit. I get too excited sometimes. I just love this shit so much.
Running up in a spot, mass duct tape, pig tie, motherfucking wrist to the...
I've only smoked half this guy. I rolled a fat one, boy. I'm only halfway through it. I'm torched.
We sticking him too. JFK on our way to LA. Got links with big gas down in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
My crew do it
the next record. You don't even gotta be a Nas fan. Pretty sure you know it. Probably one of the biggest rap songs in the 90s. If you ask me, it's one of the biggest rap songs ever, but definitely one of the most impactful rap songs of the 90s. If you don't know this song, I'm assuming that you are under the age of maybe 21. You're 21 or younger. If you were over the age of 30 and you don't know this song, don't talk to me about rap music at all. At all. I'm not even gonna tell you the title. You should know what this
imagine
is.
Imagine smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot. My son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary.
They want us all gone eventually. Hey.
We're not a state for a plate. Knowledge. If coke was cooked without the garbage.
Okay, man. After this record, I'm gonna play maybe imagine two or three goddamn Nas randoms.
Designer clothes, lacing your click up.
And I'm gonna get out this motherfucker. I'm gonna go listen to this goddamn Magic 2 project. I might even do a review of it on the goddamn blog.
Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time.
Oh yeah, if you haven't noticed on that goddamn Tubby Blogs page, if there's anything you might want to contribute, if there's something that you might think I want to talk about on the pod, talk about on the blog, on the Tubby Blog page, there's a little forum where you can send me shit. You don't gotta give me your name or nothing. You can just send me a link or send me whatever. I don't give a fuck. Send me something, shit.
Paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Amani exchange the range. Cash, Lord Travis Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash.
Then we laugh in the illa path. Hey, I'm watching SLS. Street League skateboarding. I love it.
Since have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living.
Type of place to raise kids in.
Open the eyes to the lies.
We gon' let this shit rock to the end, baby. Scarface, Debbie, can't
wait. Child seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilized every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta, Scott King, mayor of the cities. And reverse things to willies. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa. Imagine that.
You know this part right here. Oh shit.
We'll walk right up to the sun. We won't.
This shit, this song will never get old. This part specifically never get old, dog.
We'll walk right up to the.
Okay, I said I was gonna let this shit rock to the end, but I gotta play this one right here. I gotta play this.
You love to hear the story, how to
right here. This is off Magic One. This record right here is called 4016 Building. I'm gonna play a couple Nas randoms of his newer shit, and I'm gonna close this shit out. I'm gonna go listen to Magic 2. This is 4016 Building.
I got so many kids in the game, it's like a gender revealing. I got that feeling like a
2021 shit.
Hope it resembles a Van Gogh when you paint me the villain. The hate is real, but you should note that the lovers way real or crafty with a pen way before I could pack them in. Nasty with dreads, a slim teen, young, I was passionate. A brand new book crackling sound when you open and writing gems. I make gospel in the booth, it might sound like I'm writing hymns. Put designer with the Timbs, wow. They want to run with my style. 4016 building, busting them down. And the fiends was like employees bringing customers round. Hurricane one, his niggas had dreams of flooding the town. Weather report looking rainy, but I skate through it daily. And a new gray Mercedes waterproof.
If you get bored and you want to fucking see something that's funny, hear something that's funny, go to YouTube and type in Nas Power 105 Radio Rant. This motherfucker Nas gets on fucking Power 105 many, many years ago. And he's like pissed off at like Hot 97. So this guy goes to goddamn Power 105, the competing radio station in New York, and just airs out all these New York rappers that are fucking below him and just goes off on everybody. Cam'ron, Jay-Z. Fucking, he told Noriega to step his bars up. Just went off on everybody. It's fucking a monumental moment in hip hop. Go on YouTube and Google Nas Power 105 Rant. It's amazing content.
Niggas know what I came in this game with. I'm not an entertainer. That's just a disclaimer for what I'm about to say. Famous people saying they hate being famous. Millionaires hate it. People take just to feel like they made it. Whoever claimed that you changed cause that money came, they do the same if they saw their name on 100 things. Pardon the haters, it's my Billy behavior. If they don't say I'm the GOAT, that's the silly behavior.
He's on his Billy behavior, baby. This motherfucker's on his Billy behavior, dog. Shit. This record right here is called Death Row East, another dope-ass story told in rap form. This is off King's Disease 2. Another solid-ass project. It's still pretty new, pretty young. We're going to have to wait a couple years to do this one. We will do it, though.
Dark liquor, chicken eerie. Like I threw on Thriller. Bitch, I'm a hard hitter. Rolex clocks and killers holding the order. I'm praying God delivers. I had runners with Suge. Niggas would've been shook. At the height of the beef, they started Death Row East. Damn, I even saw they tease on some of my G's. Notorious label, the story was made in the streets. Now it's real life movies. Rest in peace, ill will. Let's talk about it. We the smartest, not the loudest, came up out the project houses where they resort to violence. Hennessy bottles on the curb, little niggas trying to serve. Let's talk about it. Back with Jungle Toe, pockets on, soon as we walk about this. Picket size outlaws outside the music hall. Bunch of ghetto superstars, really down to lose it all.
I cannot believe I've only done one Nas album in 3 years. Like, I'm shocked. I'm still shocked. If I had enough time, I'd fucking do another Nas album, just give you guys two, but I'm going to wait till I go to Bury in Washington. I'm going to go see my boy 99709. I think we're going to do three Nas albums. That's what I want to do. I had runners with Shug. Niggas would have been shook at the height of the beef. They started Death Row East. Damn, I even saw they tease on some of my G's. Notorious label, the story was made in the streets. Okay, we're gonna end it. We're gonna end it with this one. This is a great record. This is off King's Disease 1. This is Car 85 with the legendary Charlie Wilson singing. I appreciate y'all for listening to another episode of this fucking dumbass show. It means a lot to me. I'm gonna continue to put these out. I've got a couple that I'm fucking working on editing, and you guys will have more soon. They call me Babyface in 88. I'm 40th and Broadway. I still think you guys might get 5 or 6 episodes by the end of this month, but every time I say that, I never deliver. No secret compartments in the ride, so keep pushing. We get stopped, hiding between the seat cushions. Either that or just tuck it inside your boot. Don't throw it out the window yet, son, that's all I loot. See, they turn, it wasn't after us. My nigga with me laughing, he clutching his gold Lazarus. Made it home and he this Saturday at Van's Dive Bar in Anchorage, Alaska, Sean Hemp is doing it again. North by Northwest Volume 3. A lot of people performing that night. King Ku, Splash the God, JD Loud. I'm fucking, who else? Jay Reader. I don't even got the flyer in front of me. I'm just going off the names that I remember. Fucking Tragedy, J. Crew, Cody Banks. It's going to be a lot of people. That's going to be this Saturday. I'm going to try to put this shit out tomorrow, Friday. So, yeah, Saturday, the 22nd, Van's Dive Bar. If you're in the Anchorage area, come check it out. If you want to know what's going on here in Anchorage or what's going on here in Alaska, just go to Tubby Blog, dog. Tubby Blog will eventually be the source just on random shit. We're not going to make it nothing crazy. We're not going to take it too serious, but it's going to be the shit. I encourage you to tell your friends. It's all on tublife.com. This show, Tubby Blog, word on the streets, there might be a fucking merch line coming. You never know. You never know. Scarface Tubby Show. Tape on, I like. You know that tape I like. Turn that shit up. We're gonna smoke and ride. Go to Times Square. I can listen to Charlie Wilson all day. Just ride. It's Friday. Would have been a good night to pick up Shorty, but she on some other shit. Tub Life.